Okay, everyone. I would give the bandage on behalf of my Dr. Li Chen, and he's got emergency at home right now. And Dr. Li Chen is my colleague, and Li Chen Kai is my colleague, and we're all from in Melbourne, and the School of Resource Management. And Mr. Kevin Kelly is from the Department of Prime Industry of Victorian Government. And I'm going to talk about is how to use a model to simulate N2 emission from intensive irrigated urea and urea affected dairy pasture system in Kyabram, Australia. So that's to give you some idea about what's the site where we are. This is the area, and this is our study center. And this is the field, and this is our observation field, and this is how the cows are there. And the elevation is about 100 meters, and the soil is a red sort of soil, and it's actually the clay loam. The pH is about 6, and the CGC is 18, and the soil organic matter is about 8%. And this is the temperature, and then we have a very cool wind and a very hot summer. So it's opposite over here, different. So that's the site looks like. We have a irrigation over here. When you irrigate, you will see it's flooded everywhere. And this is our channel, was designed by CSIRO Australia. And this is the two caravans, and we put our TDL and FTIR instrument inside to measure the gases and extract from these chambers. So. We know that agriculture production is a big contributor to the N2 emissions, and then that's why it comes up on how to use nitrogen use efficiently, and even the water efficiently, and then try to minimize the environmental impact. Mostly it's about N2 emissions and the nitrogen leaching. And we know the pathways of nitrogen cycling is very hard to measure, for example, that N2O. We know it's we have to use in GC and other and instrument to measure. And some we know it's very easy, some is very hard. For example, N2 is very hard. And how to do that? And then better to using models. And then we cannot do lots of experiment everywhere because it's very costly. The equipment we use in the field costs about $1 million, and the yearly running cost is about $1 million as well. It's very costly. That's why we try, it depends on some models. That's why we calibrate our model, run the model based on our measurement, and then try to find out the best man practice for our field. So the objective is to try to simulate the intensively irrigated and urine affected pasture system in Australia. That's the model we use, is called Arduino. We developed in 2007, published in ecological modeling, and then we can simulate water dynamics, and including like soil movement, soil evaporation, crop transpiration, groundwater like fluctuation. We simulate soil temperature, soil transport, crop pasture growth, especially in our case, is the pasture growth. We have very comprehensive carbon nitrogen cycling components, so we simulate carbon nitrogen and phosphorus cycling in soil plant system, including fluxes of carbon dioxide, nitric oxide, and dinitrogen and ammonia fertilizations. And we also simulate agriculture management, including, in our case, the grazing, fertilization, irrigation. So that's the water movement simulation. We use a tipping bucket, so that's why quite easy. That's why there are four parameters for to do that. It's air dry water content, wearing point water content, fuel capacity content, saturation content. And then we need another one, is the saturated conductivity. This is carbon and nitrogen cycling. That's the carbon pools, normally divided in three pools. And this is the organic nitrogen pool, and this is mineral N pools. So that normally N2 comes from nitrification and denitrification. That's these two pathways we're looking at. This is pasture growth model. We use a simplified grass growth model developed by Moore 1997, and that's the component we used here. And this is the other things which we simulate nitrogen fixation. We use this function to describe the optimal plant nitrogen concentration, and we use function to describe nitrogen stress. And the third requirement is weather, soil, and crop practices. This is how to model N2 emission from soil. So basically, we consider N2 from two processes. One is nitrification. We consider N2 is the leakage of the process of nitrification. When ammonia is oxidized to a nitride, and then, because nitride is not a stable, and during this process, there's two chemicals. One is NO, one is nitric oxide, can emit from these processes when the pH is very low. And the final stage is nitrate. Normally, we can say up to 2% of gas loss can from these two, come from these processes. But normally, we consider this 0.1 or 0.5% of nitrification rate can be considered as N2. This is denitrification. Normally, we know this is the reduction process from nitrate to N2. N2 is probably the last second as product. So the drivers are subjects, so the ammonium and nitrate, and the energy source for the biocarbon, which is used for denitrification. It's not for the nitrification. And environment factors like oxygen, normally we can present using soil water, field pore space, temperature, and pH. These are existing models right now around the world can be used to describe how to simulate N2 emissions. So most popular one is Changsheng Li's model DNDC, and Bill Parton's model DASEN, and ground model ECOSYS, and our model is here, Winium. And there's other models, and it's from European countries. And there's some sub-models. Actually, it's not a model, it's a model. Can be plugged into other models to do simulation. So the Kerning and NOE. This is how to simulate. So for nitrification, normally consider this is the first order or Michaelis-Menten reaction. And then, so the nitrification rate is a function of like ammonia, pH, weight of pore space, and temperature. And then we put a maximum N2 emission from nitrification as like 0.1 to 5%. This can calculate in the field, and then to calculate N2 emission from nitrification process. So denitrification is considered as a first order reaction, and the rate of denitrification is a function of nitrate, field pore space, so organic carbon, and temperature. And then we put a potential N2 emission from denitrification set to 10 to 90% based on soil types, based on soil texture normally. The clay soil, we have like 90% go to N2, or sandy soil probably is 10%. That's all we have to calibrate. And then we calculate into the Lure N2 is a function of denitrification rate, water field pore space, and temperature. That's the soil hydrological properties we used in our simulation for this site. The big issue is about saturation. The saturated water conductivity in this, see, this bottom layer is 0.01. So most of the countries, there's no natural leaching in this area. So that's the management practice in our area. So pasture, we have three species, Paspalum, perennial, rye grass, and white clover, and Paspalum is the dominant one. And the treatment, we have three, CK, urea, and urine. So the irrigation, we have 50 mil each from the mid-August to mid-May. And when the pan ET, which is 50 to 60 mil, it's like within 2 weeks, we have one irrigation during the summertime. And the grazing is a many great cutting because we don't want cows go to our field to damage our equipment. So the fertilization, CK is no, urea, we have three times a year, and each time we have 50 kilo nitrogen. And urine, once a year in January, we apply 1 ton pure nitrogen. So that's the weathering condition, as is the simulation for our CK. So you will see how intensively our irrigation happening in this area. See, all this water is filled up by irrigation. So this is the winter time, there's no irrigation, or the summertime. So our simulation is done for 2 years, and this is the soil temperature at 5 centimeters, and this is the N2 emission. So the maximum is about like 60 grams around here. This is for CK, and it's pretty high. And this is the mineral nitrogen in the soil. So the dots are the measurement, and the line are the predictions. So this is ammonia, and this is nitrogen. This looks like wetland, because this is intensively irrigated. Normally, this is dry land, So normally we will see nitrate is higher than ammonia. So this is like paddy field. This is urea treatment. So this is very much similar. The difference is around here. So we have 6 applications during the 2 years. So that's the internal emission. The maximum measurement is by 170 grams per hectare per day. And our prediction is around about like 100 grams. So our prediction is very much respond to the irrigation and the fertilizer applications. This is very common normally. And for the nitrate and ammonium concentration, it's very much same as you see. Ammonia is higher than nitrate. So this is a crazy one. We apply 1 ton of nitrogen in January. This is the ones over here. Normally we apply it like in the 1st of January. So for the first time, because our prediction is not good, is not good as the second one. Why? Because you know, when we first time did the application, because the second day is irrigation day, that's why our technician put more water, try to help the urine down to the soil profile. Otherwise, you know, the irrigation will wash the urine away. So that's why we see there's an inconsistency around here. So that's the mineral nitrogen happening over here. So this is a slide show us the comparison between the measurement and prediction using a sliding correlation method. So that's the window is 30 days, is 1 month. You will see sometimes model give good predictions and some good very bad predictions. So mostly like during winter we have a very bad time, but in summertime model do very well. So that's another correlation we use summed. So we sum the emission at different time scales. And so this is 1 day, 2 days, 5 days, see, this is 1 week, and this is 1 month. You will see the correlation increase. This is obviously, normally, there's no doubt about that. So we know there's a junction from here to here, this is about 1 week. So our model can give a very good prediction at 1 week time scale. So that's that gives some your inspiration about our pasture glow prediction. So the measurement is dots, and then the predictions. This is a pasture accumulated rate, and this is give a summary of our prediction. So there's 3 treatments: CK, urea, and urine. And this side is the measurement, and this side is the observation. And the shallow area is the prediction predicted over. Nitrogen induced into emission. So you will see this side has more, this has less. This is about 20%, this is about like 80%. And generally in this area, into emission is about like 1.5 kilo to 8 kilos per hectare per year. This is in this our area. This is denitrification rate, so we don't have measurement. That's our prediction. Maximum can go to like 55. Normally for urea treatment, it's about like 17 kilos like that. CK is about 10 kilos. So our conclusion is quite easy. Yes, our model is capable to do this kind of simulation. So our next step is try to apply this model, try to find our best man practice for our this pasture, irrigated pasture systems. So that's our future, what we want to do. We want to apply the model in different ecosystem in Australia. Thank you.